At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Let's talk about something I think most of us will agree on. I think most of us will agree on the ridiculous increases in electricity costs. And as I look more and more into this, it seems that we are paying and subsidizing all these transmission upgrades which are needed for data centers. We are paying for the companies that are actually increasing the usage. Why are we paying for it? It seems crazy. PJM Interconnection states, Pennsylvania is one of 7. Okay. And this is what really leads to a lot of the costs that you and I have when we pay our electric bill. If you didn't notice, things started going up a few months ago. So I'm looking because I want to dive into this. Things can get complicated, right? There's a couple of different stories when I'm looking through. There's one on utilitydive.com. They do a lot about utilities. There's also the Equation, Union of Concerned Scientists, their headline, data centers are already increasing your energy bills. We have the receipts. The story on Utility Dive, customers in 7 PJM states paid $4.4 billion for data center transmission in 2024. So we are all on the hook for them, which they call that a regulatory gap. So that's ridiculous. The costs for local transmission needed for data centers falls into what they call a regulatory gap. The expenses for the upgrades typically being shared by all customers within a utility's footprint. Mike Jacobs, senior manager in the UCS Climate and Energy Program, said in a report that was released this week, the report is calling for heightened oversight of data center related transmission costs. State and federal regulators must require that costs be assigned to the specific customer or an appropriate rate class that is causing the costs to avoid the subsidization by all other customers. Yeah. How about this? We all have to pay for them. And this is really something that has exploded. These AI, you know, data centers all over the place.
So we're talking here, just so I have this, because we've seen this. Rates are going up, infrastructure. But the infrastructure a lot of times is what I thought was just upgrading the system.
Yeah.
It is, but it's because of these new demands brought on by data.
They can't handle the huge demand, so they upgrade and they charge everybody.
But with this person, the person wants to make a more oversight. They're saying they're the ones who need the more electricity. They should be
they should bear the cost.
Yes. Yeah, they should be.
Right.
Why aren't they?
I think we're all asking that question, right?
That's like if they put in, like, I don't know, Pennsylvania's own version of Vegas, and there's all these neon lights and all the, and then they're like, oh, no, the residents are going to pay for their lights. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. It doesn't make any sense.
We're really getting screwed here.
Yes, we are. And of course, it always happens. And then after the fact, you go, oh, I don't know what we can do now.
I don't know either. I just know the bills are outrageous.
It's a real mess. And they have like a breakdown as to how much money it's costing. Utilities initiated more than 150 local transmission projects to serve data centers from 2022 to 2024 in Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Virginia. In this report, in those states, $4.4 billion in projects were approved last year, with nearly half the cost in Virginia. We know they've got a huge amount, right? That is the largest data center hub in the world. And they say currently the cost caused by a single utility customer not differentiated or separated when annual local transmission plans are processed and electric rates are calculated. So how about that? So in other words, we all pay because they need more. So why aren't they paying for the fact that, oh, you need a huge, you know, we need a 200% capacity upgrade. Why would the average utility customer be on the hook for what a hog is going to need? So they're saying these are the recommendations right now. And again, this is from the Union of Concerned Scientists. They say the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission should require a customer that causes new transmission to pay for it, like the agency does for power plants. They also say it should require utilities to create a customer class for customers with direct transmission connection costs in the agency's formula rates.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They also say that FERC and state public utility commissions should require utilities to track transmission costs caused by specific customers through rate setting processes. And state utility commissions should require utilities to recognize the transmission costs created by direct connection customers in retail rate cost of service studies.
I'm going to dumb it down again because I want to make sure I understand, because it doesn't seem like this is real. But if I have no problem running the microwave while my wife dries her hair with a hair dryer, and then all of a sudden my son puts on a space heater, and now that's three things at once and my power blows. The way the electric companies are handling this, they would divvy the bill out to my neighborhood to upgrade my electricity? I
mean, basically, it's kind of the same. Let's put it more like this. If your house was like, what's his name? Griswold? What's his first name?
Clark Griswold.
Clark. Clark. Yes. I almost said
with
Chuck.
With his lights.
With his lights. If they said, oh my gosh, Clark, we have to upgrade our transmission lines because you're pulling so much, and then passed it on to everybody in his city and town.
So I was trying trying to go for. Yes. I went with three appliances versus two.
Yes. I could have gotten more extreme. I'm trying to go with like the greater.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. So everyone's paying. Oh, that's
so electric
insane.
Bills that go up around the country due to the outdated practice requiring the consumer to pay billions for tech giants' grid connections. That's basically what it comes down to. And that should not happen. And that should stop like today. And you wonder if some of these places are trying to push these things forward and get them in there as well so they can kind of get grandfathered in, right? We can throw these in and all of a sudden everyone else is paying before we start to wake up to the fact that this is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. We should not be paying for their need for it. In fact, actually, I even say because they are costing more, they should be paying for our stuff, too.
That was what they're saying when they're in. They're going to bring so much to the area. They'll help. There's an article here. It's a Bloomberg article from earlier in the year talking to a guy named Kevin Stanley from Maryland, who power bills rose by 80% over 3 years.
Right.
Saying that the Bloomberg analysis track says wholesale electric prices near major data center hubs. Here we're all worried about, oh, they're going to have a hum in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. They're saying wholesale electricity prices near major data centers and found some areas have seen prices increase by as much as 267% over 5 years.
It's crazy.
What the hell? I can't curse. Right.
And they're saying that as these continue to be built, absent any guardrails, the new demand is going to raise power bills, increase the risk of blackouts, and create more air pollution. And this is continuing unless something. And a lot of you have said, "What can we do?" Well, I would say call your congresspeople. I would call your local people. I mean, I would call as many people that represent you on a state and on a federal level. And say we need to fix this. They are estimating as well. And I'm trying to get what is the NRDC? There's an actual if I could find what that acronym is for. Anyway, they are estimating that unless something changes, PJM consumers. And I guess, again, that's a mid-Atlantic bunch of states. We've got seven that right now are passing these costs on. PJM consumers will pay another $163 billion through 2033 as new data centers exceed available power supplies. So it's continuing, and the forecast long term is continuing and continuing.
Because we're not even at the point where they're up and running yet.
Right.
Because they can't be. That's, right. By the way, NRDC's Natural Resources Defense Council.
I'm sorry. Yes. Okay.
I looked it up. I wasn't sure either. Right. That's on the environment. I'll be honest. I'm not somebody who's against the environment, but I want to pay my bills before I worry about the air quality. And that's just, this could be crippling, and it's terrifying to see that they're at 7% now.
Even just looking at our costs, as their need increases, the reliability of the grid becomes at risk as well. So not only is it going to cost us more, but we also may not be able to rely on it as much. They say, simply put, right now, the power grid in the region is full. Starting next summer, PJM will have just enough power to keep the grid reliable. But data centers take 18 to 24 months to build, while new fossil fuel plants take many years. So PJM will continue to fall further behind. If nothing changes, starting in June 2027, the region may fall below reliability standards, a greater risk of rolling blackouts, especially during winter storms and summer heat waves. So it's all really horrible. And it's just, and that is why everybody needs to go slow down, right? Slow down. How are we going to address this? On the one hand, you want us to pay for these upgrades. We should not be paying as consumers. On the other hand, you're also depleting it and putting our liability for power on the line. It's really a very concerning situation. So I would say to you, the best way you can fight back is to contact your representatives. And I would go from a local to a federal level, because this is going to require a whole heck of a lot of people working together.
If you're wondering why this is just happening fast, it seems like there was an executive order earlier in the year that helped to open up, like, let's get ahead of this and let's be proactive and build these data centers. So it took some of the regulations out of it. That's what it seems like has happened. And then also, I guess the president has pushed for nuclear power to back data centers, saying the technology is incredible. So he's, I guess, trying to do something proactive.
But that it's going to take away years for those to go into place. And again, here's the other thing.
Interesting.
We're
it's
doing
scary.
All of this to push something that is going to take away a whole lot of jobs.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.